it's common for theater troupes to alternate performances of two different Shakespeare plays. But at the Central Square Theater in Cambridge, the New York-based company Bedlam is now performing two different versions of the same play. WBUR's Jeremy Goodwin reports on the two completely different interpretations of Shakespeare's comedy, Twelfth Night.
Appearing in two different versions of Twelfth Night gets confusing. The five actors not only play multiple characters, but different ones in each version. One billed simply as Twelfth Night, the other taking the play's little-used subtitle, What You Will.
I'm Kelly Curran, and in Twelfth Night, I have to remember this, in Twelfth Night I play Orsino and Mariah, and in What You Will I play Sir Toby and Olivia.
It gets particularly tricky when Sir Toby and Olivia argue with each other.
By mine honor, half drunk. What is he at the gate, cousin?
A gentleman.
A gentleman? What gentleman?
There's a gentleman here. Oh, plague of these pickled herring.
Cousin! Cousin! How have you come so early by this lethargy?
Lechery? I defy lechery. Oh, there's one at the gate.
I marry? What is he?
What You Will is a high-concept production, with the cast in all-white costumes, a bunch of red paint getting splattered around, and some Billie Holiday recordings mixed in. The version dubbed Twelfth Night is a bare-bones version of the play, with actors in street clothes. It emphasizes the famous comedy's melancholy side. The different interpretations make for an unusual experiment, but the concept was born from necessity. Actor-director Eric Tucker says the company originally planned to pair Twelfth Night with a play by Clifford Odets, but couldn't get the rights to perform it.
It kind of came out of a bit of an emergency situation of just, you know, needing another play. And I thought, well, let's just do it two ways. You know, it would be fun to kind of do it as differently as possible.
It's not anything that I don't think any of us would ever thought of.
Tom O'Keefe is one of the five actors in these shows.
Like, hey, we're going to do two versions of the same play, and guess what? You're not going to play the same characters.
There are a few exceptions to that. Edmund Lewis plays Malvolio in both shows. The lines are the same, but Lewis uses them to tease out different meanings. For example, the scene where Malvolio reads a forged letter that suggests the woman he works for is in love with him.
Daylight and champagne discovers not more. This is open. I do not now fool myself to let imagination jade me, for every reason excites to this, that my lady loves me. And the other way. Daylight and champagne discovers not more. This is open. I do not now fool myself to let imagination jade me, for every reason excites to this, that my lady loves me.
When Malvolio eventually realizes he's been made a fool of, Lewis's first interpretation leads us to empathize with the poor sad sack. With the other, more comic version, the audience is likelier to whoop it up when he gets his comeuppance. Maybe Twelfth Night is particularly ripe for this dual treatment. Despite its obvious humor, the play confronts the reality that joy and sadness are intertwined, that melancholy can feel good and happiness can hurt.
These plays are often played very, very funny. Very ridiculous funny, and they are funny. Everyone's, like, looking for something. Everyone's in love with the wrong person. People are lonely. It's sad. There's death on, like, all over the place.
And actress Kelly Curran says the experience of seeing both shows may reveal something to audiences about the very nature of theater.
I hope it, like, helps people understand just sort of the extraordinary range of things that can happen in one space. You know, through if you just put one different lens on it or one different filter.
Shakespeare is open to wide interpretation. There are few stage directions or instructions about sets or costumes. Directors and actors have creative license to find different meanings in the same text. And Bedlam Theatre wants to explore the differences further with more experiments, like staging two versions of Julius Caesar with all male and all female casts. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Jeremy Goodwin.